Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well, hello there. Hey, everybody. It's me, Tanner, host of the Cozy Cryptid. And I am back from a long time of day job and adulting. And I'm here to watch a movie with you. A movie by Mr. Tim Burton titled Beetlejuice. We're going to sit here about it and watch it and enjoy each other's company. If you want to watch along with me, I am at the title screen where it says Tim Burton's film. And count back from three, I'll hit play and we'll watch the movie. Okay, 3, 2, 1, play. Beetlejuice. Very cool title. Very nice music. Very bouncy with Alec Baldwin. Might know him from the one NBC show. Gina Davis. Where's she from? I forget. Jeffrey Jones. Nice. Very quaint town. Catherine O'Hara. I think Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder were dating at the time, or gonna date after this. Edward Scissorhands. I'm thinking of Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton's very funny. I love him in Mr. Mom and Jack Frost. But how are you doing? Have you seen me just doing a little flyover of the town? It's a small country town. Very nice houses. Thomas Ackerman did the photography. Story with Michael McDowell and Larry Wilson. Those names sound familiar. Warren Skarn. Nice name. Oh, this is a model? Oh, yes, the model she has up in her attic. Directed by Tim Burton. Sorry for coughing your face. But, how you doing? Got a little spider. Oh, yeah. Nice Alec. You're tucked in flannel shirt, still khaki pants. I like that shirt, though. Do you like flannel? I like flannel shirts. Man, you look so young there. Holger. Here's June Davis. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Yeah. What is it? Yeah. Well, kiss. So we're on vacation for something. I'll just get the Maybe you should get it. Okay. Yeah. It's cute. So the phone's ringing. Who's this? They're looking at the house. Sorry, ghost. Oh, when? That's right, Jane. Complete vacation. Honey, today I'm $260,000. It's 6:45 in the morning. This offer is real. From a man in New York City who only saw a photograph. Oh, my. Don't send people photos of our house. Not real life and family at Christmas and peace. Why do you like trying to sell her their house? Saw them like wanting to sell their house. That's messed up. Maybe Jen, my sister Jen. If you know, is that right? You know, right? Let me know. Bill, if you listen to this. Thanks, Jen. That's okay for them. Like, it's to sell their, put their house for auction or for sale. You know, like, it seems like really messed up. Barbara, come with me down to the store. What for? Nice, you're doing nice necks downstairs in the attic. Well, at a house. It's a big house, man. It's a $1 million house, bro. Yeah. Besides, you could try again on this vacation, you know? Really? Oh. This town reminds me of town I grew up in. Very small. Morning, Adam. Need a haircut for your vacation? How's the mountain? Yeah. Oh, it's great. You know, you said Wiseman built that foundation in 1835 when his grandson. 1835? What are you doing? I'm still talking. I don't know who's ruder, Alec Baldwin or that guy. For a sec, keep talking. Jamaica. Oh, let's go Jamaica. Oh no. Really? This dog. Oh geez. Really? I killed him? Sure not. I thought I died. I don't want to kill them. Seriously? That wasn't that far. And I was like, get a little wet. Their hand caught on fire. What's happening? I'll make some coffee. You need some wood for the fire. Well, maybe we should just take things extra slow. Yeah. Remember how we got back up here? How did you get back up here? I'm going to go back down to the bridge and retrace our steps. Where'd you go? Oh man, look at his imagery. Gone for 2 hours. What is going on? Show you something. Look. These horses. That. And there's that. There's what? Handbook for the recently deceased. Dead man, or ghost.
Handbook for the recently deceased press.
What? Man, I can't believe they didn't survive that crash. I mean, God. How long is this gonna last? Forever? Because you're dead? This book reads like stereo instructions. Listen to this. Geographical and temporal perimeters. Functional perimeters vary from manifestation to manifestation. Oh my. So. A lot of people I talked to have done like paranormal investigations, and I wonder what they think about this movie. Got some candles here. You doing a seance? Since increase sandworms. It's a great cryptid. I'm gonna do an episode on sandworms. I'm sorry. It's not like waking up, bro. Went to the... Please welcome the Maitlands. Is that Beetlejuice? Barbara Adam. Yeah. Maybe this is heaven. Heaven, there wouldn't be dust on everything. Yeah. I hear music. I hear somebody about the house.
God, what's she doing here? I don't know. Hey, Jane, up here! Jane!
I can't see you. Yeah.
Won't or can't?
It just says won't.
God, this book is so stupid. I can't understand anything in it.
Barb, honey. We're dead. I don't think we have very much to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Furniture. This mailbox. I'm just, like, commenting on, like, random things here. But what do you think? What do you think? Do you worry about anything once you're dead? Let's relax and hit it. That's me. Stealing all the covers. Okay. Alright, housing's here. I'm doing inspections. I'll record this. Oh, this lady. She's... This guy's great in Howard Duck. He's a great, like, bad guy. A good, like, you're like bad guy and like stuff, you know. So, there's one writer. She makes a great mom in Stranger Things. Great look there. Great style. Yeah, you can go there. What?
I was gonna put him in here. He probably was noisy. It's gonna be noisy.
Yeah, it's gonna be noisy. Cool.
10 minutes. I'm already perfectly at ease.
Yeah, at ease. It's just a nice rocking chair. There's like somebody coming over here. Helping fix the oven. Her oven's broken. Yes. This guy. He's funny. Yeah. Okay, what do we do now? We see what's going on now, and we hear the dog just barking. Sorry, my dog's, like, barking and stuff. Don't pay attention to him. But, I've been working at Speedway, and I got a job at, in a cafe, right? I got the shift lead position. So I've been real busy with that. I've been like, unload the truck and make sure all the things are right and dates are right and temperatures are right. Make sure everybody's doing their job. Make sure everything's clean. Well,
we just have to pray the other closets are bigger than this one.
Deal. Oh, well. That's great effects there. What do you think? Great effects? Yeah? I think it's really good. Yes.
Chromic oxide. Remember, I'm schooled in chemistry. I was a hair analyst. Briefly.
Yes. Very briefly. We go.
Deliver me from L.L. Bean.
I know what you two are up to. I'm not going to get away with it. Oh, my God. Oh, crazy lady. Wanna do crazy things to the house.
House could use a little
little remodeling. But why don't you just leave this room alone, okay?
I'm gonna get her.
Yeah.
So?
Why don't you cover up the wallpaper, knock down a few walls? This place might just be livable. What's on the third floor?
What's on the third floor? That's really nice.
Did you feel something?
When?
You don't have a key?
Maybe Charles does.
A key?
I have a feeling there's something very interesting behind this door.
Yeah, ghosts of the people who died in this house. They want us out of here. So let's do them a favor.
Yes. They really want you out of there. Practical homeowner.
What's the good of being a ghost if you can't frighten people away?
Honey.
Yeah. Oh my god, Barbara, no. That place looks a lot like that one place. Cole went to when he died. At the wasteland. It's a lot like that. Look at that creature, man. Oh man, this is top motion, dude. Came from New York City. Okay. Chinese food? I like sweet and sour chicken, roast chicken, some pad thai, that's good. Can't go wrong with coconut shrimp. Fried rice is good. Beef and broccoli is good. Pretty much anything. All the fixings are good. What do you think? So they're working on the house now. We got some cranes here. Happy herbs. God, I don't talk about, man. Hey, notice they're still wearing the same clothes they died in. That's pretty interesting. What is it? Wolfman's shirt. Beetle guys.
There's no number or instructions?
Nothing. The bio exorcist. I don't get it.
Bio exorcist.
Straight back.
These weird furnitures. Don't seem structurally sound. Just that curvy, like, dresser they had there. You know? A tea bag? Is that tea there? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my. What is this crane guy doing, man? Why are there all these people out here with no safety hard hats or nothing? This was biggest safety violations ever, man. I gotta get fired so quickly. If I was foreman. Jesus. All these people are standing around. Little girl saw you?
Nobody can see us.
She did. What happened when people used to live here?
They drowned.
Yes, they were family. I was devastated. Here.
Is this the key to the attic?
That's a skeleton key. That key will open any door in the house.
Any door in the house, okay.
And you might mention that I single-handedly decorated that house. In case he needs any advice in that arena.
This lady here is trying to get more finer feet from him. Look at one of the rider's outfit here. You have a great, wonderful get up here with her hat and her a little witchy vibe she's giving off. There's Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton.
Having trouble with a living? You down to have your home buddy violin? You want to get rid of that once and for all? Well, come on down and see me, folks, because I'm the after I'm leading violin. Yes, sir. Come on down here, and I want to see you.
Beetlejuice.
The point is, folks, I'm going to do anything to get your business.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Is that the little model? Come on down, chew one dog. It's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need some help. I read something in this book this morning. Emergencies. Here it is. In case of emergency, draw a door.
Draw a door, okay.
Draw a door.
That reminded me of Pan's Labyrinth. She had to draw a little door for one of her tasks she had to do. Get to that one place where they get, I think they get to the lair with an eyeball monster thing, eyeballs in his hands. You get tested for just like stuff there for you to tempt you with good food. She like ate grape or something, and he woke up and chased her out of it. She really got out of there. Very cool. So was this always like connected and on the set? I'm saying so. Very nice sweater. So I assume this guy likes birds. He has a lot of like, pictures of birds in his office and a lot of books about birds. And he's wearing a bird sweater. Yeah. Yeah.
Go help your mother.
Maybe you can relax in the haunted house, but I can't.
Haunted house? What is haunted? Cool. We're at the HR department, DMV of deceased. Oh, that's nice. No exit. A little tiny head man, shrunken head guy.
This way, honey.
This guy died with chicken bone in his throat. Yeah.
2 months, what does that have to do with it?
You're going to use up all your health vouchers. Denied. You spend 125 years on Earth. Actually, in that house, during which you get only 3 class 1 denied intercessions for Juno. You probably haven't even read through the manual completely yet. You'll have to wait if you don't have an appointment.
An appointment with who?
Yeah. She got in there. She got into the house. That's good. Okay. This dog keeps whining, man. Sorry about that, everybody. How are you doing? Continue to watch this. He's amazed by what's in the room. She sees the model set. It's like, wow, look at everything. That's pretty cool. She's looking at the manual for the Handbook of Nursing Deceased. Nice.
You want a cigarette?
A cigarette. Burned to death. She's staring. Oh, that's great. Everybody's like office workers. This guy.
Fine.
fine.
Thanks. I've been feeling a little flat.
That's hanging on himself. Yeah. 125 years in the. Yeah.
It's all in the handbook. Keep moving.
Boy, this place just gets weirder and weirder. 125 years and like the cars didn't change much. Home.
Chicken casserole tonight. We got an oven.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Love you.
Watching. Yeah. Hey, little buddy. Okay.
We're very unhappy.
Very unhappy. Wow.
Barbara and I worked very hard on this house.
Sharing the house with people who were more like you used to be.
Okay. By the way, if you go to a restaurant and you wait till the last minute to make an order or come in, you're rude. Okay, sorry, you're just an awful person, and you try to turn around and leave. Okay, that's bad manners, and you need to go back to like etiquette school. Okay, sorry, not sorry. Yes.
Oh, I've got to go. What about that guy in the flyer? You know, Beetle.
Don't even say his name. You don't want his help.
You don't want his help.
We might.
No, you don't. He does not work well with others.
He does not work well with others, okay?
I didn't want to bring it up. But rather than have you stumble onto it and make another mistake, I'll tell you.
Assistant.
Went out on his own as a freelance bioexorcist. Claimed he could get rid of the living. Got into more trouble.
More trouble.
In fact, I believe he's been sleazing around your cemetery lately. The only way he can be brought back is by calling his name three times. But I strongly suggest that you remove the Dietzes yourselves.
Well, how do we contact you if we need you again?
Wow. Thank you for not answering the question, lady.
Oh, Adam. That guy is in our cemetery.
She's right, honey. We just have to keep this simple. We can do this. Come on.
Okay. Nice little pan. This is a very nice transition here.
Hey, you. Hey, come here. Hungry? Come on. Hey,
so did the Lush.
Come here.
Field shoes. Yeah, fly. Who's this guy? Howard? Is that Howard Stark? You know, like... Yeah.
Max, you've got to come up here and see. And bring Sarah.
Yeah, all right, Charles. It's just that I am kind of busy here.
Just a minute, Max. So,
now listen, let's talk about business, okay? I gotta go.
Nice pen.
Easy up there, big fellow. Goodbye.
Max, wait.
What are you doing? Does he hear them making that noise?
Jeez, Lydia, is Connecticut so boring? I had Maxie Dean on the phone, honey. Dad's found a way of making some money.
Yeah.
Relax, so would you scram? Your mother's gonna kill you when she sees you cut holes in her $300 sheets.
Reduced to sheets?
Think of them as death shrouds, and the moaning is important. Really moan.
It's fucking wrestling. 80s wrestling. Wow. Very funny ghost. Where did ghosts come from? Ghost. Bed sheets. Look here. See, ghosts came from ghost bed sheets. Mystery, I guess wear white sheets. Thieves used to wear them and, like, scare people.
Are you the guys hiding out in the attic?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not scared of sheets. Are you gross under there? Are you Night of the Living Dead under there? Like all bloody veins and pus?
Night of the what?
Living Dead, it's a movie. You know, if I had seen a ghost at your house, I would have been scared out of my wits. You're not gross. Why are you wearing sheets? We're practicing.
You can see us without the sheets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could follow it.
Yeah. Why were you guys creeping around in Delia's bedroom?
We were trying to scare your mother.
Stepmother. Anyway, you can't scare her. She's sleeping with Prince Valium tonight.
Prince Valium. Pretty cool surgery. Impressive.
You guys really are dead.
Yes.
This is amazing. I better go. Wait, you know, I think it's a very good idea to tell your parents that we're up here.
Not unless you think it'll frighten them away. You tell them that we are horrible, desperate, ghoulish creatures who will stop at nothing to get our house back.
What if this is a dream?
Okay. Kind of.
Well, if you are a real ghost, you guys better get another routine.
He's very happy to have ghosts in the house. Look at this dagger thing. Bro, I think you're on the edge of the chopping board. Stepmother, you know, like, how you do? Beetlejuice. Okay. You did it. You fucked up.
I think we're in the mosque. Hey, look at that.
I think it's very cool they made, like, the set design, like, to scale for the model. That's very cool.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's really like the little, like, big grass carpet they have.
Looks like we dig, Barbara.
Little styrofoam. Beetlejuice. Cool.
I say we open it.
Maybe we should knock first.
So why is this? How do you get the... There's a hole there, wasn't there? We need to fly.
Somewhere. Here, who do I have to kill? Here, hold that for me, will you?
don't have to kill anybody.
Ah, possession gun.
Learn to throw your voice. Fool your friends. Fun and party.
No, we just want to get people out of our house.
Ah, I understand. I understand. Well, look, in order to do that, I'm really going to have to get to know you guys. You know, we got to get closer. Move in with you for a while. Get to be real pals. You know what I'm saying? And save that guy for later.
My wife and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure, 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 sure. Go ahead.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time. Not to mention the fact that you talked to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
You think I'm lying? What I mean is, can you be scared?
Damn, I keep.
Hey, guy, come on. We're simpatico here. Look at us. We even shop in the same store. Hey, hermano. Yeah, there you go. Hey, come on. We're like peas in a pod, the three of us. Let's face it. You want somebody out of the house? I want to get somebody out of your house. Come on. Look, we've been to Saturn. Hey, I've been to Saturn. Whoa. Sandworms. You hate them, right? I hate them myself. Come on, kid. What do I have to do?
Yeah. Oh my god. He's like a head spin around. This is hilarious. He kind of made a really good Joker from Keaton.
Nice fucking model.
See, we can do this stuff on our own. Besides, I'm not exposing that little girl to that pervert down there.
Well, Barbara, we did call him and he seemed awfully pissed off.
I don't care. I've changed my mind. Listen, I think we can scare them off ourselves tonight. I have an idea.
Yeah. So it works out. Oh, I love this thing coming up here. Look at that shrimp, boy. Goddamn. I'll never see shrimp that big.
I just hope it wasn't yet another of your dreary suicide attempts.
It's like jumbo gumbo, like gigumas. Shrimp, man. Paranormal researchers. Shout out to all the paranormal researchers out there. I've been on the show and it might be on the show. Yeah. There's your hard work out there on your diligent research and data collection. I wish there was like a central paranormal research place, you know, like crowdfunded or like government funded or something, like a paranormal history, natural history, or something like that. What do you want to talk about? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great. See? Okay. Mm. So this sounds like about like worker exploitation in the like Caribbean. This lady's like. Having a great time. Yeah. That guy's like having a great time. Guy in the like red tie and black suit. Nice. We got him. Got him, boy.
Let's watch them scatter. Any minute now they're gonna come running out of that door screaming.
Waiting. Now they're all like weird people. Like, let's start a business. Yeah.
I didn't even know I could do the calypso.
Very sophisticated pair. I mean, they even appear in sheets.
But Charles, what I want to know is why didn't you tell us about this before?
Wow.
Well, we're not even sure we want our little secret out. I mean, everyone's going to want them for the party.
People will pay big money for this, right, Grace?
The Inquirer.
They will, yeah.
This is it, Charles. We can get Maxie Dean up here now.
You think so?
Sarah loves the supernatural. She'll
put
a sprint up here in his helicopter. He produced ghosts for her.
Ghosts.
I should remind you all that I am Delia's agent. I have consistently lost money on her work for years. Now, if anything actually happened here, I shall handle it. But not until I've seen some real proof.
Real proof? Leaving the work? No.
They don't
want to
come down.
They don't want to come down, no. Turn out like monkeys, man, for you to dance in for your dollar, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm sitting in my office chair and I'm a little uncomfortable, so I'm squirming a lot. Sorry, I'm quiet. I'm like trying to. I haven't seen this movie in quite a while. I'm trying to enjoy it as well with you. How are you, by the way? Are you doing well? We're about close to a minute and a half away from 1 hour mark. Into the episode, and I really love the like special effects they have in this movie. Very, very great practical effects they have here. Open up. door. Open up your heart. Beautiful. Beautiful model town. I wonder how much that model is. I wonder who got that model. Let me look it up. The model. It's a town of Beetlejuice. Adam Maitland.
No ghost here.
Okay. Yeah.
Although, can't you do something?
Perhaps. Properly motivated.
Properly motivated, like monetarily?
Why don't you just leave him alone? They didn't do anything to you.
There's a snake on the railing. Nice. Leave us a puppet, right? Or is that CGI? No, it's like... What is that? Is that a puppet? It's not moving like a puppet. It might be like animated. It's like some like special practical effects.
Go ahead, make my millennium. Yeah, I'm feeling a little anxious, if you know what I mean. Been about 600 years, after all. I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, can find a little action.
Well. Inferno Club? Dante's Inferno Room. Well. Back into good place for to get help and stuff. Oh, damn, a whole football team. Is that the lady? Man, this lady. Oh, yeah. Trust the living. We cannot have a routine haunting like yours provide proof that there is existence beyond death. Why not?
Coach, where's the men's room?
Yeah.
I'm not your coach. He survived.
Oh, wait, Coach, let me get something straight. What's our curfew around here?
Will you get out of here? Go on, get downstairs.
Yeah. Nice coat. You know, sports are a great way to learn responsibility, develop character and teamwork. You know, motivation and great character building and team sports. Like football, basketball, baseball. Yeah.
You family types. You've got other things to worry about. Maxie Dean's coming up here tonight. You've got to figure out a way to sell these ghosts. I can only do so much.
What are you going to do, Uncle? Viciously rearrange their environment?
I know just as much about the supernatural as I do about interior design.
Yeah, we can do. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about that?
I am.
You know, like... You come in. Oh, yeah.
I am utterly alone. By the time
no.
You read this, I will be gone.
Oh, no. Don't jump off the bridge. No. Don't do it. Live.
What are you going to do? To scare them. I want to make sure it's not some silly parlor trick.
I'll go first.
Okay. Dude, how do you do this right here in this part here? So they made like animations of them doing that, and then they actually like went off and made like models, like masks and stuff for it. That's pretty great. All of that. Crap, this freaking like it's all set in all these like Carlos movie dude. So he's dressed like he's at a funeral, her own funeral, because he's time up. Suicide?
You look like somebody I can relate to.
Maybe you could help me get out of here, you know, because I gotta tell you, this this death thing is... It's just too creepy. See, here's my problem. I got these friends on the outside that I said I'd meet, you know, and that's the kind of thing I have to be there in person, you know. So I'm just wondering, could you help me get out of here?
Mm-hmm. I know. Okay, sorry, making a lot of noise. Yeah, say his name three times. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, they can do this. Trades. Two words. First word. Say it once more, come on.
It was you, wasn't it? The snake.
No, what snake, you kidding? Your imagination. Just say it.
Mm-hmm. She's smart. It's like they were trying to have kids, and that's like the daughter they never had. That's. We did too. Yes.
What's going on?
What's happening? Sorry, my jar is being squeaky. Dude, how do you like your pizza? I like my pizza a bit, like, some olives, and, like, onions, and green peppers, and more pepperoni, sausage, you know, all the fixings on top of it, a little bit well done. Lots of cheese on that. Nice sauce, not too acidic. A nice, like, good crust. On it. It's time to have a stretch and to invite some friends. Stuffed crust is the best, you know, obviously.
Charles, we're here to see some ghosts.
See some ghosts, Charles. Hello, Charles. Blah, 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 blah. I'm a snooty businessman from New York City. Blah, blah, blah. Can you? How do you do? How do you do? Do stupid tricks? Okay. Trying to continue on to this. Great day on Dude the World. What do you think? You think I can handle it? Oh man, I'm trying to talk very much. I'm like trying to watch the movie myself, you know? And this dryer is being squeaky as crap. Love that. Something personal. Yeah, but like, it's a new like Batman movie. I haven't seen it yet. But I'm building like the Batman Lego mobile, and it's been taking me a few days to build it. Okay. What's this guy doing? Saying like nothing. Let now the dead come alive. Oh no. Been 125 years. Stop it. No. That's cool aging effect he did. I'm assuming they did like different stages of the makeup and they gradually did it over time. That took like several hours to do, I bet. And this effect is simply them lifting the suit out by like a string or something. Then like then showing then going through the head poking out that next shot. Oh no. They're dying. Yeah, it's not okay. Sorry. Sorry, bro, it's not cool. They're still sentient beings, right? Okay. Sure. Pretty cool suit. Showtime, yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Woo. That is why I won't do two shows a night anymore, babe. I won't do. Well, what do we got here tonight, kids?
Ooh. Nice. We got the Maitlands. I think they've got enough extra. He looks like a carny. Steam dryer, man. It's cool. Stop motions right here. Those that the sculpture's moving. That's very cool. This guy going through. And was there a field choose game? I guess someone was a villain.
Nobody says the B word. Come on.
Do you take this woman to be your wedded wife?
Jeez, oh, no. I mean, it's kind of a big decision, isn't
it? Yeah. Nice. Funny. Well, okay. So you can like teleport people. It's very much like Q from Star Trek, the Next Generation. So have all these different powers. While she's riding the sandworm snake. Wasn't out there. Sorry. Cool. They have like a uniforms at the school, apparently. Never went to school, see uniforms. Talking about it. Nice. Good. Nice. Everything's moving. The house is dancing. Living and dead. Yeah, but he's just a fucking scumbag.
Pardon me. Did you do that? Very nice work. Let me ask you something. How do you get him down so small? Hey, there goes Elvis! Yo, King!
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Football team. That's hilarious. Nice. Okay. Great. That was Beetlejuice, everybody. Oh, man. I forgot how much I love this movie. Oh, man. So, all right. I flowed really nicely. Didn't last too long. Got to the very good movie. One of my favorite movies by Tim Burton. Shout out to all the people who worked, helped make this movie. Makeup, script advisor, all the stuff around here, everybody. I don't know what to do, but plan to see you soon. Hopefully you enjoyed the movie. My thoughts on the movie. I thought it's a very wonderful movie. I thought the idea of like death having like a different DMV place was funny, and having a rule book was interesting. The makeup and special effects and the whole set design was wonderfully like Tim Burton-esque. Of course, it's like run by Tim Burton, and like it, I felt it like the music is great in this as well. I think couldn't use a bit more character development though. But we learned that, we learned that the mom and dad were like go like get rich scheme persons and like snobby like artist people, and they were from New York City, and the daughter wasn't happy about that lifestyle. And I'm very surprised by how the Almonds died. I thought they died from like a car accident, but I forget. It's like, oh wow, died from dying, the car dropping like 20 feet to a river. Well, that was like, they crashed really hard. Like, no, it's very weird. Very unsuspecting. You know? And enjoyed it. So, here's the thing. What else? I'll ask you a couple things. If you're listening to this, let me know what's the next thing you let me talk about. Or otherwise, I'm just going to do the whole like Alien series next. And talk to people about that. If you want to discuss this movie with me, come on the show as well. Or any other horror movies or weird movies like that. And maybe buy a t-shirt. I believe there's a link on my Instagram at Crazy Cryptid Podcast. Crazy Cryptid Pod, I forget. On Instagram. Crazy Cryptid Podcast on Instagram. Check me out there, and hope you have a great one. I'll see you next time. I'll see you. Hopefully sooner than later. You know, like, life willing. You know, adulting willing. And I'll see you sooner than later. But, thank you for listening. This has been the Cozy Cryptid Podcast. I've been your host, Tanner. Come on the show, man. Oh, no. Message me. Hi, Cozy Cryptid Podcast. On TikTok and on Instagram. Thank you.
Z. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.